This week, we've been exploring the connection between how you vote and the impact that vote can have on your finances. Today, for the final installment of our series, Central Florida Seen and Heard, Vote Your Budget, in partnership with Oviedo Community News, we're turning to a story about horses, tap water, and property taxes. Engage producer Richard Copeland spoke with Abe Aburaya with the Oviedo Community News about his story.
How you doing, Abe?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to have you back on Engage. So to start, you visited a horse ranch in the Black Hammock in Seminole County. Tell us what you learned.
So Brigadoon Farm usually boards 10 to 15 horses at a time, and those horses end up needing a lot of water, especially in summer when it's this stinking hot, right? So while I was there, I met Becky Greco, who manages the farm, and I think it's safe to say the farm uses a lot of water. I watched as she gave her horse Jin a drink from the hose, she filled up a 150-gallon trough, and then gave the horse a bath to cool him down before the horse rolled around in the dirt, which I think every pet owner and parent can relate to. All told, this had the hose running for 10 minutes straight.
Would you like some water now? You're good. But yep, that is definitely part of our concerns with the water and the cost of everything.
Now, this farm's water bill in unincorporated Seminole County is about half of what Greco pays for her own water bill in the city of Oviedo, despite using about twice the water. That bill was over $200 last month.
$200? How is that possible?
I know, it's crazy, right? But it's definitely not what you think about when the amount of water a farm might use versus a residential home. So Alan Ott is a member of the Oviedo City Council who's up for re-election, and he explains it this way. Water is what's called an enterprise fund. So that means the city studies the rates, and then they charge what it costs to deliver the water. And in Oviedo, that also includes paying for new water wells drilling deeper into the aquifer. What's more, what looks like a water bill really ought to be called the utility bill because it includes water, a separate fee for wastewater or sewer, and then garbage collection. And while her water bill has gone up about $45, her wastewater bill has gone up by even more.
So is Greco satisfied with this answer?
Not at all. In fact, it's one of the reasons that she says she's considering voting for Amendment 3. And Greco says seeing different governments charging different rates for the same end result, in this case, water from the tap, it's evidence that there's room to cut. And that's why she's leaning towards voting for Amendment 3.
And this is the property tax exemption amendment on the ballot in November.
In November, exactly. And Amendment 3 would increase the property tax exemption, basically the tax revalue of your home, from $50,000 to $250,000 over 2 years. Now, this crucially does not apply to taxes that schools charge. And it also would lower a separate cap in the increase in value all other properties pay.
So we've been hearing a lot about how split people are over this ballot measure. How helpful would this be for the Greco's operation?
So it would save her family about $165 a month in 2028. And she says that they really do need that money.
My husband lost his job last year. We're making less this year, so it makes it harder. If we could save some more money that way, that would be a huge help. Homeowners insurance is insane. Everything is so expensive. So, and everything keeps going up and up and up.
So before we move on from that, I do want to point out that Greco just touched on another issue that's playing into Florida's affordability issue, and that's the cost of home insurance. And while some people say it has gotten a bit better, a lot of people believe that's only because we didn't get hit with a storm and they're kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Abe, we've been hearing the same thing. Now, when it comes to that November ballot measure, what would be the impact to communities in Oviedo?
So for the city of Oviedo, it would be a $9.2 million cut.
And how is the city preparing to absorb that?
So at this point, everything is on the table. They are potentially looking at increasing the property tax rate itself, so anything over that cap would pay a higher rate, as well as apartments and commercial properties that don't get the exemption. They're also looking at possibly increasing existing fees so that they cover their full costs. And that's everything from rental fees for park pavilions to the rates that they charge for ambulance rides. And they're looking at some entirely new fees, like what's called a fire fee for the fire department. Now, on the spending side of that equation, they're also looking at hiring freezes, possible job cuts, and outsourcing what they can. But keep in mind, in Oviedo, 55% of the budget is already spent on police and fire, and that kind of ratio is true for most cities and counties. Here's Alan Ott, who's up for re-election, running unopposed. He said the city will figure out a way forward, but it will be, and I'm quoting here, suboptimal.
We're going to figure out how to make the city work. I think people might not be happy with the outcome, you know, yeah, it's easy for, in this case, the state to set up a situation where they cause this problem, and then at the end of the day, everybody's going to be mad at us, right? And they're going to show up at our city hall with pitchforks, not at the Capitol.
So which are the vulnerable communities here that could see the deepest impact?
Well, if you look at Seminole County overall, in the county, Amendment 3 at full implementation is a $119 million cut. So if you add up all the money that the county spends on parks, libraries, buses, SunRail, Scout, the micro transit service, and community services, which also includes funding for people experiencing homelessness, in the entire administration of the government, if you added all that up and zero it out, you still have to find other places to cut. As Seminole County property appraiser David Johnson put it, you simply cannot cut your way out of this. Fees will also go up. And keep in mind, in Seminole County alone, there are about 3,500 households that currently pay $0 in property taxes. These are primarily disabled veterans and those who are permanently disabled who are wheelchair-bound, making under $39,000 a year. For those households in particular, the overall taxes they're paying is all but guaranteed to go up.
That was Central Florida Public Media's Richard Copeland speaking with Abe Abaraya, the local government accountability reporter for the Oviedo Community News and a Report for America Corps member. You can see his story and our entire Seen and Heard Vote Your Budget series at cfpublic.org.